Voters across the state will soon be inundated with campaign ads and sound bites from political candidates who proclaim to know exactly what Idahoans want.
They tell me they don't want their government shut down. They want their government to work. They want a government that's efficient and is responsive.
They said they don't want another taxpayer dime or man hour spent on a state-run federal health exchange through Obamacare. They want a full review of the Common Core Education Initiative.
And what people from this state want, in my district, running as a conservative Republican, they want me to represent their values.
That's Nels Mitchell, a Democrat running for the U.S. Senate, Russ Fulcher, a Republican running for governor, and Brian Smith, a Republican running for Congress. Like most politicians, each has made generalizations based on what vocal constituents have told them.
What you have is decision makers relying on the people they hear from most of the time, you know, the people that they're closest to, or the people who are the squeakiest wheels.
Gary Moncrief is a longtime Idaho political scientist who was involved in the development of Boise State's annual public opinion survey that began in 1990.
And so without some sense of the kind of broader public opinion, we don't really know if what they're doing is accurate or not in terms of a reflection of what the public wants.
It's important to understand that polling can only be a snapshot in time, and poll results don't always mirror election results. But when used over time, polls can help understand how voters' opinions are shifting. When it comes to elected officials, polls can help gauge if policy decisions are heading in the right direction. Boise State stopped its annual public opinion polling in 2011, a decision that was largely a financial one.
These days, it's extremely hard in almost all states to get these kinds of polls going if they're not already there. And the reason is finances. It's very expensive to do this kind of public opinion polling.
Moncrief estimates it cost around $25,000 to conduct a scientific statewide public opinion poll like the ones Boise State once did. Costs have gone up thanks in part to the use of cell phones. Pollsters typically have to oversample an area, which costs even more money in order to make the poll a truly random and representative snapshot of the electorate. In other states, media organizations can also be reliable sources for public opinion polls, but in Idaho, media polls are few and far between. The Idaho Statesman, for example, is polled four times in the last 8 years.
Well, we do it sparingly, largely because of cost.
Vicki Gowler is the editor of the Idaho Statesman.
And the truth is, I would do more polls if I had a budget that allowed me to do that. So I really have to know that there are issues that I think people want to know.
Gowler says three of the last four polls the paper has commissioned have been collaborations with other media outlets to help defray the costs. As a result of each media-sponsored poll, Gowler says the paper could rely less on anecdotal evidence of voters' opinions and more on data. Moncrief says it's useful to know if the public has changed its mind or if political leaders are going too far out of bounds.
Government officials are generally, fairly responsive to public opinion when they know what that public opinion is.
Even though state-based polls have mostly dried up here, Idaho is included in national polling data, says Gallup's editor-in-chief Frank Newport. Gallup is continuously polling the country on everything from gay marriage and marijuana to the economy and healthcare. But in a random sample of U.S. voters, Idaho respondents only make up about half of 1%, Newport says. Still, he says national polls often don't capture how people feel about state-specific issues.
Some people may feel that in a smaller state like Idaho, particularly if it's tilted one way or the other, we kind of know what people think. But there are a lot of issues that aren't just dictated by straight, you know, Republican-Democrat issues.
Newport says there is a danger in not having regular, nonpartisan state-based polls.
Then demagogues, politicians, others with vested interests can say, I know what Idaho residents are thinking. They all favor this or they don't favor that, but you really don't know for sure unless you do the polling.
The Idaho Statesman's Vicki Gowler says her paper is looking at doing a statewide poll prior to the May 20th primary election, even though it comes with a price tag of $10,000.
I think there's lots of interesting issues right now that we're having a lot of rhetoric around, but we don't really know what the silent majority thinks, and I think tapping into that is important to do.
For KBSX News, I'm Emily Ritter-Saunders.